Genetically modified foods use a genetic piece of another plant or animal to modify the quality of the food or make it easier for a grower to produce. But there are some who worry about the possible ill health effects such products may have. In an effort to inform consumers, a Washington state initiative calls for genetically modified foods to be labeled as such. Proponents have been working on the issue for some time now, and the No on Initiative 522 campaign is now gearing up for the debate. Dan Newhouse is a former head of the Washington State Agriculture Department who is working with the No campaign. He feels there's already a good option for folks who want to avoid foods that have been genetically engineered.
They can, by choosing organic foods and where they buy their groceries, and be 100% assured that there are no genetically engineered food products in that.
But I-522 proponent Elizabeth Larder says for many state residents, organic is not a viable option.
Every Washington consumer should have the right to know what's in their food. And unfortunately, not every Washington shopper can afford to buy organic. And so, you know, this labeling really does provide every Washington shopper an opportunity to make an informed decision when they go to the grocery store.
Another issue for the No campaign is what Dan Newhouse says is a loophole in the initiative wording.
You bought a pizza at your local grocery store. If it had a GMO product in it, it would have to be labeled right on the front saying so. But if you went down to your local pizzeria or had it delivered to your home from that restaurant, it wouldn't.
Initiative proponent Elizabeth Larder explains the reasoning behind that apparent shortcoming.
Just like your local pizzeria doesn't necessarily have to list, you know, all the calories and salt and sugar, you know, I-522 is very similar, right? You know, in your grocery store, in your freezer section, you get your frozen pizza and it has to list all that information, but the local pizzeria, it does not. And I-522 is the same thing. It labels the food in the grocery store and it does not label it in the restaurant. And that is conforming with global labeling standards, but we're not more strict than other countries and other states that are adopting labeling of genetically engineered foods.
I-522 opponents also say while milk, cheese, and other dairy products would not be required to be labeled, that soy milk would be. Proponent Larder says that's because much of the soy milk produced in the U.S. comes from genetically modified soybeans, while cows are not genetically engineered. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.